Welcome to OV English School. Today, we will practice useful English in one very normal place, a shopping mall. Imagine this clearly. You are hungry, holding a grocery list, and trying not to waste time. You need lunch, then a few food items, and then the checkout. A simple question can save 10 minutes. Should you ask, "Where is it?" or "What floor is it on?" In this lesson, you will hear a short dialogue that feels real and practical. It will help you ask for directions, order food, shop for groceries, and pay politely. Listen for the small choices. They matter when you are tired, busy, or carrying bags. Excuse me, what floor is the food court on?
It's on the third floor, next to the cinema.
Thanks. Is it easier to use the elevator or the escalator right now?
The escalator is usually faster when it is not crowded.
And the elevator?
It is slower today, but it is better if you have heavy bags or a stroller.
I only have a small backpack, so the escalator sounds better.
Yes, and when you arrive, the noodle shop is on your left.
Perfect. I want to eat first, then buy groceries before going home. Hi, I'd like the chicken noodle combo, please.
Sure, the combo comes with a drink and costs $12.
Could I have orange juice with it?
Yes, of course.
I'm still deciding. Do you also have a smaller meal?
Yes, we have a smaller set meal for $9.
What is the difference?
The smaller set has less noodles and no side dish.
Is it a better choice if I want something light?
Yes, and it is ready in about 5 minutes.
That sounds good, but I skip breakfast.
Then the combo may be better for you today.
You're right. I'll take the combo, please. Here is your drink number. Please wait near the counter.
Thank you. Before I go, is there a supermarket in this mall?
Yes, there is. It's on the same floor, across from the home goods store.
Great. I only need a few things, so that is convenient.
It is a popular shop after lunch, so it may be busy now.
That's okay. I have a list, so I can be quick.
Good plan. The shorter your list is, the faster shopping feels.
I agree. If I walk around too much, I always buy extra snacks.
Hello, do you have any milk, bread, eggs, and bananas?
Yes, we do.
Could you tell me where they are?
The milk is in the cold section at the back.
Okay.
The bread is near the bakery section, close to the entrance.
And the bananas?
They are in the fruit area. They are on sale today for $1 a bunch.
Nice. I need bananas for breakfast this week.
Then today is a good day to buy them.
What about the eggs?
They are almost gone, so I would check aisle 4 first.
Thanks for the warning. I'll get the eggs before someone else does. Excuse me, are these the last 2 boxes of eggs?
Yes, they are.
Then I'm glad I came here first.
Late afternoon is busy. People often stop here after work.
That makes sense. I almost came later after looking at shoes.
Then you might have missed the eggs.
Good thing I asked. Small information really helps in a big mall.
Exactly. One clear question can save time and trouble.
Hi, I'm ready to pay. What is the total?
The total is $18.40.
Okay, could I get a smaller bag, please?
Yes, no problem.
Thanks. I'm taking the train, so I want to carry less.
That makes sense. A small bag is easier when the train is crowded.
Also, can I pay by card?
Yes, please tap your card here.
Done. Could I also have the receipt?
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you. Now I can check my spending later.
Good idea. Receipts are useful when you buy food and household items.
Before I go, can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Was "what floor is it on" a better first question than "where is it?" In a big mall, yes, often it is. Why?
Because malls are organized by floors first, then by sections and stores.
So the floor gives me the fastest map in my head.
Exactly. After that, you can ask one follow-up question, like "is it near the cinema?" That really helps. It feels more direct and less confusing. Yes, short, clear questions work well when places are busy.
I'll remember that next time I need food, groceries, or the checkout. Question: What first question does A ask at the information desk and why is it useful? Answer: A asks, what floor is the food court on? It is useful because malls are often organized by floors. Question: Why does A choose the combo instead of the smaller set meal? Answer: A chooses the combo because A skipped breakfast and wants a bigger meal. Question: Which grocery item is on sale and which item may sell out soon? Answer: The bananas are on sale and the eggs may sell out soon. Question: Why does A ask for a smaller bag at checkout? Answer: A asks for a smaller bag because A is taking the train and wants to carry less. Question: What follow-up question does B suggest after asking about the floor? Answer: He suggests a question like, is it near the cinema? So, what is the smart first question in a big mall? Often it is, what floor is it on? That question gives you direction fast. Then you can ask one short follow-up question and move confidently. Today you practiced several useful moments: asking for directions, choosing a meal, finding grocery items, and paying politely. You also saw real consequences. I asked about the eggs early, so they did not sell out first. I asked for a smaller bag, so the trip home became easier. This is practical English for real days and real decisions. Keep these phrases ready for your next mall visit. You are improving step by step.